Welcome to The Flash Entertainment, where we dive deep into the heart of the entertainment industry, exploring stories of evolution, legacy, and groundbreaking moments. Today, we're examining the transformative journey of lesbian cinema, celebrating a milestone in Penelope Cruz's illustrious career and revisiting a cherished reunion at the AFI Life Achievement Award Gala. Join us as we unfold these compelling narratives and reflect on their significance in entertainment history. To kick things off, let's take a closer look at lesbian cinema's remarkable evolution over the past few decades. Lester, you've been researching this topic extensively. Can you guide us through this transformative journey?
Absolutely, Wendy. The evolution of lesbian cinema is a fascinating narrative of growth, challenge, and achievement. It's a story that begins in earnest in the early 90s with Go Fish, a pioneering film that showcased a young, diverse, politically engaged lesbian friend group. This was a departure from the stereotypical portrayals prevalent at the time, offering audiences a reflection of their own experiences.
That's interesting, Lester. How did Go Fish and films like it impact the larger landscape of queer cinema?
The impact was substantial. Go Fish broke new ground, inspiring filmmakers to explore a wider range of queer female experiences. This era saw the introduction of other influential films like Bound, The Watermelon Woman, and But I'm a Cheerleader. The success of these films not only expanded representation, but also inspired a new generation of filmmakers.
It seems like these films not only transformed representation, but also addressed challenges within the industry. Could you elaborate on that?
Certainly. Lesbian filmmakers faced numerous challenges, from the restrictive Hays Code era to modern hurdles such as casting and distribution. However, the shift towards television in the 2000s, with series like The L Word, significantly enhanced visibility. Despite these challenges, lesbian cinema has made incredible strides, marking it as a vital and evolving aspect of the broader film landscape.
The journey from Go Fish to contemporary films like Love Lies Bleeding shows not just progress within lesbian cinema, but the persistent ambition of filmmakers to tell authentic stories. Thank you, Lester, for such a compelling overview. Now moving on, let's celebrate an amazing milestone with Penelope Cruz. Penelope Cruz is an icon whose career is defined by versatility, talent, and humility. As she celebrates her 50th birthday, Laura, you've looked into how her life reflects a beautiful balance between her personal and professional worlds. What have you found?
Wendy, Penelope Cruz's life offers a refreshing perspective on fame. Despite her global stardom, she's managed to maintain a grounded existence in Madrid with her family. Her commitment to keeping her children away from the limelight and prioritizing family over career speaks volumes about her values.
It's inspirational, really. Did she share any reflections on aging and possibly venturing into new realms like directing?
Yes, she did. Cruz embraces aging with openness and is excited about the potential of directing, a dream she's nurtured since the onset of her career. Her journey underscores the beauty of evolving with grace and pursuing aspirations at any stage of life.
Penelope Cruz truly embodies the essence of balancing a rich personal life with an extraordinary career. Thank you, Laura. Now let's turn our attention to a much-anticipated reunion at the AFI Life Achievement Award Gala. The 49th AFI Life Achievement Award Gala was a special occasion for fans of Big Little Lies, as it marked a reunion for Nicole Kidman, Reese Witherspoon, and Meryl Streep. Rachel, you've been following this story. What made this reunion so significant?
Wendy, this gathering was not just a reunion. It was a poignant celebration of Nicole Kidman's career as she received the AFI Life Achievement Award. Witherspoon's heartfelt speech and the presence of their co-stars amplified the event's impact, reminding us of the enduring bond shared by the cast of Big Little Lies.
Indeed, it's a testament to the strong connections formed through storytelling, and the hint at a possible third season adds an exciting layer to this narrative, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Despite the challenges, Kidman's enthusiasm for revisiting the world of Monterey hints at the potential for continuing this beloved story. The prospect of a third season is thrilling for fans and speaks to the impactful legacy of Big Little Lies. Thank you, Rachel, for sharing this heartwarming story of reunion and recognition. As we conclude this episode of The Flash Entertainment, we're reminded of the transformative power of cinema, the beauty of aging gracefully, and the enduring legacy of storytelling. From the evolution of lesbian cinema to the inspirational life of Penelope Cruz and the unforgettable reunion at the AFI Gala, today's episode has covered the vast and vibrant landscape of entertainment. Knowledge and Entertainment, on demand.